Blog Talk Radio.
Say, Yahweh, keep magnified. Yahweh be magnified. Let Yahweh be magnified. Yahweh be magnified. Let Yahweh be magnified. Yahweh be magnified. Let Yahweh be magnified. We say, ah, Yahweh is my God. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. will say of Yah, he is my refuge and my fortress, protects me from the wicked deadly ordinance, snakes, master psychology. I'm a God, it's not ego. Psalms 82, verse 6. Even JC know who be me. Lion face, crew be deep. Soldiers for y'all, screw these streets in front like a heat goat. That's how I leak. Waiting on the master. In the meantime, studying for my master. Building houses, growing college, sharpening my sword. And I'm cutting up scholars. Raising my son, searching for the wife. Yeah, I pray he find a virtuous one. Stand for justice, relieve the oppressed. Call on Yah, deliver the fatherless. Let Israel be blessed.
Keeping my eyes on Yah, I won't let up.
Won't let up.
Smoking gold, I won't give up.
Won't give up.
God
can't save me.
Righteous fall, don't let up.
Don't let up.
Every time we gon' get up.
Gon' get up.
When I call, he can't save me.
God can't save when the poor oppress the poor. It's like a sweeping rain, leaving no food, just pain. With Yah's name, I exclaim, feed my brethren wisdom. Yah willing, he will do the same. Shame and calamity on my family, trapped in captivity. Many years ago, holding the calico. Never know how my light glow till I step through them two doors. That church, cause that was just fool's gold. My eyes, the color of onyx. Yah's message came to me as clear as you telephonically alerting me. He opened the scrolls and fed his words to me. Now I'm a kid to those hope lost, whose spirit is froze. The knowledge of how they conquer their foes. Enemies be hatred itself. Something dangerous like this crap, this wealth. Let's flee Babylon and let Yah be our help. Keep
my eyes on Yah, I
won't let up.
Won't give up.
Won't
give up.
Yahweh came to save me.
The righteous fall
gon'
let up.
Won't let up.
Every time we gon' get up.
Gon' get up.
When I call, he came to save.
Yahweh came to save. Keeping my eyes.
I won't let up.
I won't give up.
When I call, he came to save.
Yahweh came to save. Keeping
the righteous fall
gon' let up.
Nothing but the truth. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah.
Praise
Yah. God's word. Two or three witnesses, the wicked be confirmed. To you, my Yah, do I lift up my soul? And trusting you, he always left me home. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down and patient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember now the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and here give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yah's with fears, Elohim, who believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you didn't say. See, that's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Praise Yah, our Elohim, His Elohim, got across the seven seas. Captivity is taking hold upon me. For fighting me, and now we flee from falling leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, what is the word from Elohim? It's so we sense we always rise. The beast is missing, but we dismissed it. It is of this reason we can fall the victim to the lies. They are root, we're a prey in pursuit. Rebellious of the sons, forgotten that He is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of the proof. Then the knowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
Yah's word is the truth. Yah's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They call it His hand. They have worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon, they stole a style and gave it the Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but it's a turnstile. Yah's now we set the crooked thing straight. Praise Yah from the rising to the evening, to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake, Yah giving the truth today. Great, now the liars can't escape, and the haters can't relate. In the light that tried to make, see the weakest pride deflate. He is going now, magnify Yah, cause He's great.
All Yah did is truth. All Yah teaches. All Yah brings. Nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. Nothing but the
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 Praise Almighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. About to begin the last portion of our services, evening teaching. But we're going to open up with a prayer first. Giving all honor, all glory, all praises unto the mighty Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the only King, Lawgiver, and Judge. We thank you, mighty Yah, for allowing your mercy to be upon us, that we have been able to sit in your congregation and in your courts and to hear your words. That you have been able to be merciful upon us enough that we are alive on this holy Shabbat day. We ask, mighty Yah, that you please bless the food that we have received. That you please bless your people that are seeking after your truth. And that you allow us to hear with an understanding heart so that we may be able to walk in your ways with our whole heart. We ask, mighty Yah, that you heal your people that are sick, that are down, that you lift up your people that are lost, and that you please restore your nation. We thank you, Yahweh, for all your great benefits and all your great mercies. We ask that you continue to be with us and allow your law to be magnified and be made honorable in our midst. We love you and praise you. We thank you for this opportunity to glorify you by saying hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous and Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Amen. And now I'd like to take the opportunity to introduce to you our next speaker and teacher, Moira Ishaya. Moira Ishaya has been teaching the word of Yahweh for over 25 years in the house of Yisrael. He is ordained Moira under the ministries of Moira Elisha, ordained by the mighty Yah. He is the co-founder of the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference that is held three times a year throughout various cities. And he is also a teacher of teachers. And moreover, and most importantly, he is a servant of the mighty Yahweh. So it is with my great privilege that I am able to introduce to you the Moray, the House of Israel, Cincinnati, Moray Ishaya ben Yisrael. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise
Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. Let Yahweh be magnified. Shabbat shalom. May be seated. See how warm it get in here? Yeah, black people, my goodness. They bring that 103 degrees, 102 degrees. What is it, 99 degrees, what our body temperature is supposed to be? 98.6. It's hotter than 98.6 right now. My goodness. Well, praise Him out of Yah. Hallelujah. Yeah. It is beautiful. And let me say Shabbat Shalom to all those that's listening by the way of internet, YouTube, Facebook, and all those that's listening by the way of Blog Talk. Shabbat Shalom and Hallelujah. And before we get into our lesson or questions for today's class, just remind everyone we will be in Memphis, Tennessee next week at the last of our conferences of this year, the Restoration, the 24th Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference. Of course, next year will be, we'll have by the conference, I'm thinking by this conference, if not, we will at least let you all know well in advance because it will be our 25th year, which is a great milestone. And the Creator has blessed us to be able to do this three times a year and bring our people from around the country. If you know anything about the 25th, it represents, what do it represent? Silver? Silver anniversary. That's beautiful. Yeah. That's what 25 represents, silver anniversary. All right. Hallelujah. Because it represents Yah's praise. So I learned two things. And that's what we're going to do. And we're going to let you know what we're going to be doing in the third month of the heathen calendar, which you know of as March. Which is around the time of our new year, we will be, that conference will be held in Atlanta, Georgia. Then we will be, our summer conference, the summer conference is the only one that we haven't quite solidified yet. But what we're working on for our summer conference is cabins, standing cabins. And we'll let you know the type of cabins. We're trying to get one big site for all of us so all of us can be at the same campsite. We'll be in cabins where you can do a whole lot of activities. Of course, we will do everything together, and we'll let you know what city and state we'll be in for that, because we're looking at a couple different things. That will be in the summer. So you all listening to me, you all can see what we're doing in advance. And then in November of next year, we're currently working on booking a cruise. So you'll have enough chance, enough opportunity, enough time for the cruise. And so hopefully, if not next week, before this calendar, heathen calendar year is out, you'll know everything that we plan on doing in the 2018. All right? That's what we're working on. And some is already done. Some we just waiting to get certain details so we can sign the paperwork and everything. So first in Atlanta, summer, we're not sure, but it will be between somewhere in Georgia or somewhere in Tennessee. Those are the two places. But it will be in a remote area. It won't be in like a hotel area or anything like that. And then, of course, a cruise. So that's what we got going on. Also, I just want to let everybody know, and we'll be unveiling this, a lot of these things at this year's conference. We started a, here at the House of Israel, we started our own newspaper. And so this is how it looks. And we'll be bringing this to you all. We show how all the internet listening people can get it. But what this does, it's just going to let you know what we're doing, what we have planned, this is going to let you know everything you need to know about what we're doing and what we need to do and how we need to come together and so forth and so on. So, and we call it Magnify Yah. Hallelujah. And then also, of course, Moreisha talked to you all about, in which everybody want to definitely get it. And you have some available next weekend. The Torah. And I got a chance to look at everything in detail. And you want to have a copy of the Torah. Definitely want to have a copy of that. And that's the five books of Moses. And it's very good, and I love it. And I know you all will, too, because it reads like you want a Hebrew scriptures to read. But I may add, though, the King James Version, we're going to talk about this a little bit more, too, in the future, how Yah will use King James to bring about his word. Matter of fact, can anyone name another king outside of King James in Europe? Just raise your hand. Now, watch the name Ish, I tell y'all, the other king. In Europe.
King Charles.
You talking about modern day King Charles? Past king. Now, do any of y'all know King Charles? What he's famous for? Yeah, that's why y'all ain't heard nothing about him. Because the only reason King James is famous is because he dealt with the word of Yah. And if he didn't deal with this, Yah would know him. This is the only reason this man was put on the map. Other than that, he'd be another homosexual drunk. That's all he would be. And that's what he was. All you have to do is read the history on King James. And the Almighty used this man to put his holy words, his holy writings into a book that now everybody can have it in their house. And most people do. Whether they believe it or not, they got a scriptures. And little do they know, scriptures that they have is the most valuable thing in their house. But most people don't know it. It's the most read book, and it is the best-selling book. That is true. That is the truth. And what make it so, the reason why it's the most read and is best selling is because little do they know that it talk about black people. Because if they known that, it would be the worst selling and the less read. But they just don't know. Now, the rulers and the leaders know, because in between each page of the writings, you know what they did? Put a bunch of white people with blue eyes and long hair. And so this is what they did to try to minimize the words in the book. Also, other than our newspaper, we want to let you know, we also put together a beautiful daughter, Naeem, as well as Moray Isha, helped me to put together another book called Teach Us to Number Our Days. And everybody be able to have that next weekend as well. And it's everything you want to know about the controversy of a calendar. And I mean everything. And we put it in writing. And, we, of course, as we generally do, ask everybody to look at it, check it out, and if we made any errors, we'd be humble enough and just say we're wrong and so that we can be together. So I want to let y'all know that. And but y'all gonna love this thing right here. It's very informative. Y'all going to love it. Matter of fact, y'all going to love all this. Just the truth. Y'all going to love it. If y'all don't love it, just tell me. Just let me know. And then also, Moray Isha was telling you all about, he was telling you all about, he was teaching about teaching our children and how we should teach our own children. Of course, we started this with our children, some of us, and it's beautiful. And we have, by the end of this heathen calendar, we have our own textbook that we will have available that we use to teach all our children. And the textbook is out of the scriptures. And these children, they already learning these things. Let me see who the sharpest guy in here. Might be Azariah, might be Abraham, I don't know. But just be honest with me, just tell me the truth. Who in here can name all the books in the Old Testament? Raise your hand. Now I want the adult. In order, without stumbling. I got one confident hand, and I got one lack of confident hand. It's going up, but it's going up like this. You know how the hand, you know, yeah. So I got one. But if y'all was real confident, y'all would raise our hand like our student raised his hand. And when he raised his hand, he did like this. And bring that mic up here. Tell them how old you are.
10.
What's your name?
Caleb.
And tell me the books of the Bible. The Old Testament.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Songs, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Micah, Jonah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi.
Hallelujah. See what happened when you raise your own children? Y'all lucky Ishak's children ain't here, because I make them say it in Hebrew. But this is what they're learning. They're learning everything that you want to learn and what you want to know about the scriptures. And I mean everything. And they're learning it the right way. And these tools will be learned to it will be learned so that they, the scriptures say, raise or train a child in the way it should go. And where, so in other words, if you're training your children in the way that they should go, then which way should they go? In the way of who? In the way of Yah. And that's what you got to train them in. You have to train them in Yah. How many books are in the Old Testament? Anybody know? That's right. 39. That's, you should know that by heart. Why? Because what is the order 39? What is it? Four. That's correct. And four represents Yah's what? That's how you know it has everything that it's supposed to have in this book. Because it represents his praise. And you're going to learn a lot of other things about the scriptures. Mike?
Giving all praises to the Holy One of Israel by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
That's a question I've been meaning to ask you for a while. Where did you get the verbiage, the order of?
Very good. That's real good. Real good question. Order, just a short way of saying ordinance. A scripture that you can read is Shabbat Shalom. Right.
Either one.
Yeah, that's right. Go to the book of Psalm 37. And you know, Yah said, according to the scriptures, he said, teach us, or that we had to keep his ordinances. And you'll find out what an ordinance is. Well, in the book of Psalms 37. Thank you. And this is what you want to know. And watch what it says in the 23rd verse.
It reads, the steps of a good man are ordered by Yah.
And now, just ponder on that for a second. Now, what are steps? Steps are something that leads you to what? It leads you to a particular, it's a pathway to something. They're steps. And it says, the steps of a good man are what?
Ordered by Yah.
And what?
And he delighteth in his way.
And he delighteth in his way. Why? Because they order by Yah. Why? Because he's a good man. And when you don't have order, then that only means you have what? confusion. And everything that Yah does, he do in order. And when you don't have order, you know it cannot be from the Most High. And I'll show you an example of Yah's order. We, matter of fact, we dealt with this all last week. Now watch this. Just an example how a good man is ordered by Yah. Go to the book of Jeremiah 29. Because if you want to know what a good man is, then you're going to see something. All you have to do is look at their steps. In the book of Jeremiah 29, now watch what it says. And let's see if this is ordered by Yah. Starting at the fourth verse.
Jeremiah 29, verse 4 reads, "But I will put hooks in thy jaws."
Jeremiah 29.
Jeremiah 29, verse 4 reads, "Thus saith Yah of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon."
And are we in Babylon? We in modern Babylon. Are we in captivity? Yes. So now Yahweh is about to tell you what a good man supposed, his steps supposed to lead, how he's supposed to walk. And if you're a good man, then this is the path that you would take. Now watch what it says.
Build ye houses.
You know, the first thing you tell a good man, or something that is ordered by Yah. Now, let's take the word ordered out. Let's say, is this an ordinance of Yah? Yes, this is an ordinance of Yah. This is his ordinance. What is an ordinance? An ordinance is a law or a statute or a commandment in which Yahweh wants you to fulfill. And the first thing he told a man is, build ye houses and do what?
And dwell in them.
Now, you notice he didn't say, the first step, he didn't say, have babies. He didn't say, take ye a wife. He didn't say, get you some groceries, a vineyard. No, he said, build ye houses. And let me tell you, when a man don't do this first, you're going to see how out of order he is. Now, think about all the men, instead of getting them a house and they move in with a woman, you see what happens from that predicament, right? See, a man, it's hard for a man to put a woman out, but it's easy for a woman to put a man out. And that's just the truth. And why? Because Yahweh ordered it that way. Now, why did Yahweh make it easy for a woman to say, get out? Because Yahweh know a man that goes shack up with a woman is out of order. So he put it in her spirit, man, you got to get up out of here. And she can let him go for a long time, but man, now you got to go. A woman can act up. He don't never say you got to go. He just don't come home. He says, I ain't going home, man. Let me stop at the bar. But he ain't going to put her out because you can tell a woman, get out. And she ain't going nowhere. But let a man not go nowhere. Oh, you getting out of here. No, build ye houses and dwell in them. Now, what's the second order? What's the second business? What's the second ordinance? Go ahead.
And plant gardens and eat the fruit of them.
Yeah, we think some garden is some woman type stuff. No. And speaking of that, I put our little things, plants to the side because they ain't been attending to. I'm trying to figure out, are we Israel or are we just a cucumbers that's in a field, lodge, nothing. But plant your gardens and do what? Eat the fruit of them. This is what a man is supposed to do. In the scriptures, a good man is called a husbandman. A husbandman is somebody who plants gardens. He don't just plant gardens just to for fruit. I mean, for things that look, smell good and look good. No, he plants gardens for what? For food. I don't care how small your garden is, but plant a garden. Have some peppers. Have some cucumbers. Have some tomatoes. Have something that you can say, man, I got my own tomatoes I can put on my sandwich. But have a garden. This is something we all should be doing. How then can we say we are a good man and then we don't have none of these, a good man, we don't have a house and we don't have a garden? That's right too, right? And then watch the next verse.
Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters.
Oh, we're going to do that. We're going to do that. We're going to skip right over to the two things and just go right to the third thing. Bang. But even in that third thing, we still don't even complete that. Because it says, take ye wives and have sons and daughters. And then the fourth thing says, give your sons and daughters to what? To wives and to women and men. In other words, you're supposed to marry your own children off. Now, how can you marry your own children off when you done sent them out the house, sent them to the army, to the war, sent them off to college, sent them off everywhere so they can just come back with a baby? So this is what we have done. We've been out of order. And that's where order comes from. And so how can you have order without having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? In other words, now I got an order. When you have an order, you got to have, they got to be numbered. Then how can you then call it an order? If there's no numbers, if there's no alphabet, then you can just randomly do anything. And there's nothing random about Yah. Everything about Yah is ordered. Everything. Why you think he had 7 days a week? Why you think he had 7 Sabbaths of years? Why do you think he told you to count 7 Sabbaths of years? Why did he say the 50th year is a jubilee? Why did he say the 7th day is the Sabbath day? Because he wanted you to know the 7th day versus any other day. This is what he wanted you to do. Shabbat shalom. So he wanted you all to know these things. So he put everything in an order. In an order. And this is what our people have to do. That's why we wrote this. Teach us to number our days. Right now, some of y'all 50 years old, 40 years old, 30 years old. Well, how did you get that? Because you number your days. You number your years. And it was in a certain order. So that's why we use the word order. And another scripture in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. Turn there. And a question was asked about the verbs that we use about order. That comes from the scripture. A good man. That's it. It's written. I didn't make it up. Matter of fact, where does that scripture teach us to number our days? Psalms 90. See, I should know that by heart. The name of the book I wrote. Psalms 90. Watch this in Psalms 90, then we go back to Exodus 12. Psalms 90. So y'all can see this. In the book of Psalms 90, start at the ninth verse.
It reads, "For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10.
And what is 70 and 10? 70 years. A score is 20. So 60. And 10 more years, that's 70 years. And what, in other words, what this is saying, 70 years is good. You read 70, that's almost perfection. 7 in of itself is complete. And then you multiply that by 10. 10 represents what? Something holy. Why do you think the Almighty said you bring in a tithe? A tithe means what? Tenth. Yahweh, you get a tenth back to him. On the Day of Atonement is on what day? The 10th day of the month. When he tells you to take the Passover lamb out, you do it on what? The 10th day. Why? Because the 10th is holy. Once you begin to look at these various numbers, you'll see how they, what they mean to Yah. And so 70 years, sevens, which is 70 years, and that's something real good. But watch this. Continue reading.
And if by reason of strength.
By reason of strength, in other words, by reason of strength, you strong now. You went past 70, but by reason of strength, go ahead.
They be 70 years.
They be 70 years now. 70 is what? That's 80. Now you're really doing good. Go ahead.
Yet is there strength, labor, and sorrow.
There is strength in that. There is labor in that. You just don't live long this way and not have no labor and not have no strength. A weak person don't last this long. A person that don't work don't last this long. But make no mistake about it, a person don't last this long without sorrow. So there's going to be sorrow. So don't think you're going to live to 80 and not have sorrow. You're going to have a lot of sorrow. And you're going to do a lot of work. But all that means you got a lot of strength. But watch what it says.
For it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
Yeah, one day it's cut off. And it's hard to be prepared for something that is cut off. Your life is cut off. One day you'll be here, and the very next day, somebody crying over your body, mourning you, never to talk to you again. That's how fast it happened. I don't care how sick grandma get or papa get, one day they're here, and the next day they're gone, and you still wasn't prepared. You might be a little happy if they're suffering. But at the end of the day, nobody want nobody to die unless they're your enemy. But watch what it says.
Who knoweth the power of thy anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath.
So is thy wrath. Who know the power of thy... You just can't know how angry the Most High really can get. The Almighty said his jealousy all by itself is a consuming fire. Just his jealousy. So I don't want to know what it is when he get angry. Because his anger and his jealousy is two different things. when he got angry at Miriam and Aaron for talking bad against Moses, you see what Miriam happened to Miriam. She came, became leprous as snow, which means she became white. And you know what Aaron said, lay not the sin upon us wherein we are sin. Let her not be as one, because she turned white. He said, let her not be as one that is dead when he come out of his mother's womb, half consumed. Because they knew what that represented. Please forgive us. So you don't know how angry Yah can get. So since you don't know how angry he can get, since you really don't know about his jealousy, this is what you really, really want to know. Go ahead.
So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
Yeah, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. So all you got to do is look around, and you see all the very lies before you. And once you begin to learn how to number your days, then you begin to say, my goodness, I need to change certain things in my life because life is short. And one day I can be here, and one day I can be gone. So now every day matters. Every year matters. And now you're beginning to learn how to count. Now all these things matter. Where before, you might be a certain age and you don't care about getting drunk and then just falling off the building hoping that somebody catch you. It don't mean nothing. You see some of these videos where they light themselves on fire and just, you know, run and, yeah, but when you teaching the number of your days, you realize life is short and you're not about to get, no, I'm not about to light myself on fire like I'm some little bug you light on fire and let it go and you laugh. No, now every day matters, every year matters, every month matters, and that's what Yahweh wants you to know. Because if it mattered to you every day, every month, every year, you're going to try to do your best. You're going to try to get it right. You're going to apply your hearts unto wisdom. And when you apply your hearts unto wisdom, that don't mean you can't have fun. It don't mean you can't have joy. It don't mean you can't rejoice. You can do all those things. As a matter of fact, the scripture tells you to rejoice in all your days. That's your gift from the Most High, to rejoice. But as you rejoice, don't forget the dark days. Because every day ain't going to be light. Every day ain't going to be bright. So don't forget the dark ones. Because as soon as you forget the dark ones, then that's when your adversity is going to be worse than it has to be. Because you don't forget. So that's why we use, go to the book of Exodus 12, and then I'll show you all, and then I'll answer any questions that anybody has. Got my man in the house, Brother Chris, and he got his man with him. Hallelujah. Exodus, the 12th chapter. Starting at the 14th verse, and watch what it says.
It reads, and this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to Yah. Throughout your generations, ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever.
Yeah, you shall keep this feast by an ordinance forever. You won't even read this word attached with any other holy day, even though all of them you keep it by ordinance, but there's a reason why it's telling you to keep this one by an ordinance forever. Because little do people know, the Passover is really the first feast of the year. Of course, the Sabbath day is the first, but that's every week. But the Passover is the first feast of the year. So keep this by an ordinance forever. You got to have this in order. You don't want nothing to come before this one, because this is the very first one. And that's why Yahweh said that. And he didn't have to say the other ones, because the other ones follow this one. This is the order. And watch what it says in this. The same thing about the Passover in the 43rd verse. And when you don't know the order, when you don't know the ordinance, see, ordinance is it's a certain order that it's the way you do it, when to do it. Now watch what it says, Exodus 12 and 43.
And Yahweh said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof.
That's the very first thing you want to know. And you can't even go past this. You can't even think about eating Passover and eating lamb and bitter herbs and first thing first, no stranger shall eat thereof. So the very first thing, are you an Israelite? That's number one. That's off gate, number one. If you go past that, you out of order. You out of order. The second thing, watch what it says.
But every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof.
In other words, if this is a foreigner that you own, that you bought with your money, because we bought, we wasn't like our enemies and go kidnap somebody and then force them to work free labor for us. No, we bought our servants. We bought them. Will you work for me? Sure, I work for you. And we bought their services, and they became our servants. And once we owned them, because they were bought with our money, that's the only way we can say we own it, because we bought it. If you buy something, you own it, right? So we bought it. The only way you can say you bought it and you own it, if it's for sale. If it ain't for sale, then let me go to the next one that might be for sale. And this is how we bought. And we didn't go to no middleman or nothing like that. We went to the person himself. Will you be my servant? Or their parents. Now, it says, once you bought them, watch what it says, because this is number two. But every man's servant, go ahead.
That is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof.
In other words, he can eat now once I bought him, and once he is what? Circumcised. That's number two. We ain't even got to the lamb yet. We ain't even got to the bitter herbs yet. We ain't even dealt with that yet, because this is the first order of business. Who going to eat this thing? I got to get that straight first. And watch what it says after that.
A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof.
I mean, bottom line. That's the bottom line. Our people keeping Passover with people, foreigners, and just anybody. And this is an abomination to the Most High. Because he said a foreigner or somebody who worked for you. A hired servant is somebody who said, look, I work for you, but, you know, I'm not trying to live in your house. I'm not trying to follow the things you follow. I'm not trying to believe in what you believe in, but I'll work for you. And you say, okay, well, you're a hired servant. You can work for me, and that's fine. But then you might have a certain, no, I want to live with you. And I want to be as you are. And I want to serve the Elohim that you serve. And I want to do what you do and be what you be. Now that servant, he can eat the Passover because he's just like your own family member. But this hired servant, no, as soon as the service is done, bye, see you. I see you tomorrow till the job is done. And watch what it says. 46.
In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof.
And our people breaking all kind of bones when they eat the Passover. They just eating the bones, let alone breaking the bones. You don't even supposed to break the bone of a Passover lamb. So when people start calling y'all, y'all want to eat the Passover lamb? No, I pass. Where'd you get the lamb from? We got this goat from such and such. No, man, you're supposed to take this from your own flock. We don't know how other people raise they meat and goats and lambs. We didn't just go in other people. If a foreigner can't eat with you, what makes you think you can go and buy from him? If you can go buy from him, then he can, why wouldn't he be able to eat from you? No, he can't eat with us. And we sure ain't about to buy from him, not this, because this is holy. This is holy. And one house shall it be eaten, because the Passover was kept indoors, not outdoors. Our people be in the back of their buildings, backyard, and in the field, roasting a lamb. That ain't how you cook the Passover. You roast it, but not in no oven. A big old lamb can't be roasted in no oven. Or a goat. No, I don't know what type of ovens people have, but no. We throw that thing over that fire, you know, and we was in the house. Probably in our courtyards, you know. What they call porches today. They don't know what they call them today. Balconies, porches, and, you know. See, everything they have is a, it's like a miniature thing of what we used to have, you know, very many. They mansions, that's many to what we used to have, you know. They just have miniature stuff, you know. That's why they don't like us, because our stuff was, you know, pastoral. I was about to say something, but now I just thought about the Sabbath day, and I said, no, let me not say nothing. But these are called ordinances. This is order. This is order. And this is how we order things. Everything we do have to be in order. It has to be in order. And you see our houses out of order. Everything out of order. Just show you another scripture to show you order. It's in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. All right, let's go to the beginning. Go to Genesis real quick. Genesis, the first chapter. Because this is something that, this is where order come from. How many days the Most High said he made everything? He said in 6 days he made everything. And on a seventh day he what? He rested, you know. And he told us to do this to remember and to memorialize what he did. Of course, our people don't want to remember this. Our people go around as an active as a ambassador of hell against the Most High. And the Most High say this, but you will say that, just like the serpent. Watch what it says in Genesis, the first chapter, First verse. Watch this real quick, and we ain't going to be long on this. If y'all have any questions at all, please just raise your hand. We'll bring the mic around so you can ask them. If you have any questions on the internet, I don't know, my man abandoned the... All right, we got somebody else looking. I was about to get worried. You know. But go ahead.
In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth.
You can see Blog Talk from there too. Yeah, yeah, you don't got everything then, huh? Yeah, like I said, somebody done abandoned our stuff here.
In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and was void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning, or the first day.
Yeah, that's the first day. That's the first day. You read some of these other books, they'll tell you that on the first day, the Almighty made, what did they say, the spirit of darkness, the spirit of hell, the spirit of this, the spirit of that, and he made seven different spirits, and he made that, and Almighty said he made what? Light. Now, and it is true that when he made light, there were other things ushered in with this light. But you just can't create and come from your own mind what else was brought in. The only thing that you can say what was brought in is what the Creator himself says. And what was brought in on this first day, since the Creator said, let there be light, and there was light. And let me show you what he ushered in with this light so you can understand how important this first day was and how important light is. And this is the first thing. Because if you skip this day, which most people do, they don't skip the literal day, the literal first day, but they skip it in their observance. Because most of our people, they just go by the moon and the sky. The moon wasn't even made on the first day. So how are you going to go by that? And that came days later. And some of our people go by some people go just by the sun, and they still wrong because that wasn't even done on the first day. And some people go by the stars. Let me follow the north star and the east star and the west star. Well, what if there is no stars and no sun and no moon? Then what you're going to follow? Well, there's only one thing to follow, period. And that's the Almighty's word. Because without his word, you wouldn't know what to do. You wouldn't know which way to go. You wouldn't know how to observe anything. Watch this in the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. I just want you to see this. How important the light is. And it's all based on the question of the verbiage of order. Did I say it right, Yakiva? All right. I'll be using these big words. Proverbs 6. Now watch what it says. Now when you read this, all you got to do is acknowledge the fact that I didn't put this in the book. See, some people think I'm some magician and I just put the stuff in the book. I didn't put nothing in the book. In the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter, we notice that Yah said, let there be light, and there was what?
Light.
There was light. But what came with the light? Was it dinosaurs, tigers, and bears? No. Watch what it says. 23rd verse.
It reads, for the commandment is a lamp.
For the commandment is a lamp.
And the law is light.
And the law is light.
And reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
So in other words, when Yahweh said, let there be light, and there was light, what he ushered in was his what? His law. Because that's what light is his law. Light is his law. And if you don't recognize the light, it's only because you don't recognize his law. But what if you don't recognize his law? Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. Then I have people tell me I don't go by the light. If I didn't go by the light, then how can I go by the law? Of course, they don't tell me that to my face, of course. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, watch what it says in the 20th verse.
It reads, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
That's simple. Now, did I make that up? Did I just magically put that in a book? No. That's what the Creator's word says, that to the law and to the testimonies. And where will you find the law? In the scriptures. Where would you find the testimonies? In the scriptures. So where would I find light? In the scriptures. And if they're not talking according to this word, it is only because there's no what? There's no light in them. That's how simple it is. And what we are supposed to do is turn the light on for them so that they can see. Because everybody can't see. And some people say, well, how do you do that? Well, you got to do something that you might be a little scared to do. And what is that? Well, you got to go into the darkness. You got to go into some dark places, some dark books, some dark ideologies, some dark doctrines. And you got to go in and you got to extract. And now you got to show the people the light. That what you're dealing with, what you're believing in, what you think you know, is not what you, is not the truth. And let me show you. Now, that's hard for people who are accustomed to being in the dark. That's very difficult. That's like somebody, your house is dark all the time, and then somebody just come in and say, man, it's dark, and they just throw your curtains open, and you go, man, my goodness, what are you doing? Because they're not accustomed to that light. They weren't ready for that light. Not realizing, when you see the light, man, you should be, oh, my goodness, praise God, man. Look at this another day. I got through this night, and my. Because a lot of people don't know the difference between the two. Last scripture, then you, whatever questions y'all have, go to the book of Psalms, Psalms 104. Light is essential. Why do you think the Almighty put light at night? Because he know at night in the darkness there's some deep stuff. That's Yahweh's mercies. Watch what it says in Psalm 104, and I want you to start reading. Watch this 20th verse. Just start at.